that my producer said they're about to shoot him here and they wanted us just to pause and take a
look at it. Right. Now, why do we stop it there? I think it's important to bring the chief in. We stop because after that point in the tape, nothing happens except his being shot.
Right.
There is no movement with his arm. There is no raise of the arm. There is no increase in acceleration. We just have seen enough bad things. We don't want people to watch the actual shots. But, Chief, you've watched the video.
I have.
And what is your assessment? Because, you know, at first there was a story that he had his hand up. You then said, well, he lunged at officers. I don't see that in the video, but the question
he was wielding a knife overhand at the officers.
He had his hand. He has his hand in his pocket.
Right.
And he then takes his hand out and keeps it low.
Right.
And we believe from the police that there is a knife in there.
Right.
He then walks, doesn't listen to the officers, gets on top of the curb,
okay,
moves towards the officers, and then gets shot.
We have it now. Let's take a listen.
All right, good. Watch for yourself.
And Chief, I mean, you hear the gunshots. He had his hands down at that point, did he? So what happened?
He did. The suspect came towards the officers and said, shoot me now, kill me now. The entire encounter lasted about 15 seconds. He approaches the first officer, heads towards the driver's side, backs up a little bit, then goes towards the passenger side. He starts to move towards the police officer that was in the passenger seat, who's out of the car. He has his gun out. He's giving verbal directions. Stop, drop the knife, stop the knife. But he continues to move towards the officer. The officer even takes a step and a half backwards to try and put some distance between them. An edge weapon, a knife, within 21 feet is a lethal weapon.
People in the community, including the guy who takes the video, says, we know this guy. The store owner knows this guy. He's known
to have some problems, emotional, mental,
whatever they are. He has them. Why isn't that something that the police weren't told in the 911 call?
Right.
And does it speak to community policing, knowing who you're around? Not obviously knowing everything about everybody, but that's the second question.
We've been talking a lot about community policing and also the use of force. Is it appropriate? Why use bullets? Why not use a stun gun?
Well, certainly a taser is an option that's available to the officers, but tasers aren't 100%. So you've got an individual armed with a knife who's moving towards you, not listening to any verbal commands, continues, says, shoot me now, kill me now. Tasers aren't 100%. If that taser misses, that subject continues on and hurts an officer.
You think the use of force was appropriate in this case?
I think that the officers used force that was in a lethal situation. They used lethal force.